the economy was already weak. So the external factors tend to have more impact on the performance of an economy, which was already dependent on oil. And so the shutdown, or temporary shutdown, is the pipeline, but it's something was expected. We have been lucky that we are now almost approaching a year since the war broke out in Sudan on April 15th, 2023. An economy which is dependent on one commodity, and that commodity is also dependent on one route of exports, is very, very vulnerable.
For an economy that has only oil as the source of foreign currency and accounts for all the exports of the country, how devastating this is, and what should we expect in the coming weeks and months?
Well, we've already seen, so not expecting, we've already seen the way the markets have reacted. Our inflation is more affected. This is a pass-through in the how the foreign exchange market operates. So once the foreign exchange market, which is already sensitive to the revenues from the oil, then now push up prices. But also these commodities are unfortunately being imported. So we are also depending not only on oil, but also we are depending on imports. We are not producing many things to satisfy our domestic needs. So yes, it's devastating. And authorities are trying their best to find ways and means of resolving it.
About resolving it, the inflation that South Sudan is experiencing right now, we are seeing unprecedented numbers in terms of the exchange rate between the U.S. dollar and the South Sudanese pound. The president just changed his finance minister, and there's a lot of pressure on that ministry and the central bank and the government in general to rein in this inflation. What kind of financial or monetary policy that we need right now to alleviate the situation?
The way out, of course, and we have come back with, is to focus on agriculture. You know, make agriculture the engine of our economy and sustainable of livelihood. Now, coming back to your question, there are some measures, but they don't. And since you're calling me, you said from Voice of America, VOA, you just look at how long it took the Biden administration, the first economy in the world, to bring down the inflation. It took some time, and it is now under, I believe, under 4%, 4.1, something like that, or 5%, compared to where it was at the time when President Biden took over. So again, here is my view, is talking to our people, is that let's put measures in place. It's not enough to change people here and there, but stay the course. And as long as the Minister of Finance has the trust of the president, because at the end of the day, he's the president, just as in the U.S. So if the Minister of Finance has the confidence of the president, and also be open with the president to tell him what is required, what should not be done at this stage, and all those things, I think we can also come up with a plan. What do we do over the, like the new minister, what will he do over his first 100 days, for instance, to calm the market? And I don't know whether you have, I came, but it was issued on the 16th of this month. That was today, 19th, so 3 days ago, by the Minister of Energy and Petroleum of Sudan, setting a force majeure where the pipeline cannot carry our crude from Block 3 and 7.
Yes, and there was some gelling in
that
the crude
already,
oil.
Yeah, gelling and all that kind of thing, yeah. So it's something beyond our control. So, but what, in my view, so to come back to your question, it would be, I hope the minister and also but made it clear to the president that what we need to do, hoping that we will restore the situation, will improve, but the conflict continues in Sudan, because between the Rapid Support Force and the Sudan Armed Forces, and along the pipeline. So there's some segments of the pipelines are controlled by different of the two. And so Juba has to kind of strengthen its communication and talking with the two, because we cannot eliminate any party.